never condone lies. So I go for minds like bitches that's attracted to intelligent guys. I keep a low profile to see the deceit in your smile. Standing out in the crowd like my Sharia Moore. Move around the trap and take the back and let your guilty conscience grab the shovel from karma and bury y'all more. You can't hide from the light of day, and you can't win if you always gotta cheat to play. You doing more work for lesser pay, but that's a personal problem, it's not affecting me. Fair exchange ain't no robbery. Probably thought you beat the dichotomy, but moving dishonorably always renders you blind. It's like trying to breathe and swallow water at the same time. And for real, I hope you choke on that shit, cause you need to get a grip. You slipping like church shoes on ice. I knew from day one your loyalty had a price. All the love and camaraderie was part of the heist, but I was having fun throwing breadcrumbs to you mice. You thought you were slick, but you ain't know that everything I fed you was laced with arsenic. Die slow, with your eyes open so you can see how I glow. Just because I didn't say it doesn't mean I didn't know. First lesson in the hood is about survival. Number two is never fuck with a snake or 5-0. Number three is never underestimate your rival. If you do, you get no review, just tears and dirt and a lot of nice words that nobody ever heard a motherfucker say about your ass at all. And if they love you, they might put a mural on the wall, but the bottom line, should have paid attention to your sonar.
Sonar, 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 sonar. All Cat with Kyle, Season 3, the official Episode 1. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, back and better than ever. I am your host, as you already know, Kyle Savon. And on today's episode, we're going to follow up from the State of the Union address, the big old announcements that I've dropped on y'all. Almost close to 2 weeks now, whatever. You know, a little delay in production and whatnot, but the budget is right. The budget is good. That's all that matters. So if you haven't been following on the first episode of the season, well, you know, the little State of the Union address, if you will, I had announced that we were going to be starting some new shows, and those shows have finally started to kick off. Best of Both, featuring myself and Romo V, my right hand mans. Definitely looking forward to more of that. If you haven't tuned in, that is available on Spotify and only Spotify for right now. You know, got some shit to work out, whatever little kinks in the cogs or whatever. Also, Set in Stone with myself and Grizz, wrestling podcast. Very excited about that one. Very excited about everything that we're doing. That one is also available on Spotify. And for those wrestling podcast haters, you will be able to call me an official motherfucking wrestling journalist here in about a month or so, because I will be attending my first official live SmackDown show. That is dope. SummerSlam in Cleveland. I also plan on being there. So for you wrestling, you know, journalists or haters out there, fuck y'all. But I digress. This ain't about that. This is about me. This is my motherfucking show, and that's y'all show. Y'all got y'all shine. There y'all go. There, I did it. Y'all can leave me alone now. Let me talk my shit. So I was gonna come up with a new concept or whatever, right? And to sit there and come up with some shit and be like, oh, you know, on today's episode, I have this list of shit that I want to talk about, and we're going to address it. I'm not going to do that for the most part. I'm probably just going to off the cuff it, because that's what the fuck I do. And probably going to be a controversial topic off the start. Let's talk about this good old city that we live in. Erie, PA. Erie, Pennsylvania. One of the most rag and tag, run down ass cities on the rise, if you will, if that makes sense. I've got to network with a lot of people, in case y'all haven't watched the show. Over time, you know, some of those some of that camaraderie kind of dies down a little bit, and no longer feel the need to venture off and network too much these days. I know enough people. You know, I've met enough people. I've rubbed elbows with the right people in my life, I feel. And I'm in a very good position right now for myself and for my family and for my team. And, you know, we're going to keep on rising, but it's just something about working with people in this city. Like, I have a handful of people still that I enjoy working with, who some of them I barely even actually worked with, some of them I'm still working to work with, and you know, others is like, you know, I've been there, done that, you know, I don't get the hype. I'm not gonna call nobody out specifically. I can say for the first time on this show in a long time, I'm not talking about Grizz, you know, that's good, you know, fuck that guy, but hey, it's all good, brother, it's all good. Not talking about you this time. I'm talking about the other people in the city I hate. Go figure. What? Anyways. Yeah, no, it's like, you know, I respect, and it's not even on the music tip or anything like that, or on the podcasting shit or anything. It's just generally, like, I just don't like people anymore. Especially if you're one of the people who I know of from around the city. If I know too much about you, I'm not interested in working with you or doing anything. Like, certain guys, like, you know, shout out to like Roger Flores and shit, you know, shout out to Roflo, you know what I'm saying? I always respect the dude's grind, you know what I'm saying? He's a hard working man. Shout out to Sharpshooter, you know, I've worked with Sharpshooter already, you know, it was cool. Always enjoyed seeing him on the rise. You know, but then there's certain guys, and it's just, I don't know, it's just certain people just, I think they're all talk. I think a lot of these people are all talk and very hypocritical, you know, like, for instance, you know, people say that they have industry ties, but we're all in the same fucking city. You know, how do you have industry ties when you right off the Bayfront compared to where I'm at? You know, you ain't doing nothing, you ain't making no moves. You know, we got these people who, you know, will get on Facebook and tag 99 others in some fucking music video that they made 4 years ago, and stop tagging me and shit like that. I don't want to be tagged in your fuck ass videos. I'm gonna erase the post every fucking chance I get. Matter of fact, Player Hater of the Year, I might even report your shit just so you stop tagging me. I hope they tell you it's me reporting it too, because I don't fuck with you. Stop tagging me. Now that I got that little rant off my chest, also promoting Voiceless Studios, opening soon, podcast studio. We make the merchandise, we sell the merchandise. You can get your orders for your Voiceless Studios merchandise out here. Flood the streets with it, y'all. It's all love. It's all promotion. It's not no certain thing where you have to be a part of Voiceless to rep the merch. Nah, man, nah. Just, you know, just support. You know, it is still love out here. I don't want to say it's not. Like, you know, just made a whole rant about how I don't fuck with nobody and then I'm going to go plug my shit, right? Pretty hypocritical. Hey, I'm a hypocrite. We're all hypocrites. I respect it, though. But I ain't trying to do nothing that ain't nobody else out here trying to do. I'm just trying to make some money, promote my shit, and do my fucking thing. Why do I do this podcast and shit? Because who the fuck else am I going to talk to? I walk around talking to myself all the damn time anyways. Might as well continue it, right? So nothing says a good show like being up at 7-something in the morning and sipping some coffee and talking to my damn self about a bunch of nothing. I love it. Great vibes. All real shit. But yeah, you can get your Voiceless Studios merchandise. We got the podcast studio upstairs. We got the music studio downstairs. Book your sessions. Hit us up. You can hit us up on any platforms, really. You know, myself, Romo V, Jay of Voiceless. You can even hit up Grizz at this point. Shout out to my man's Ash
Him Jones, if you will, on Facebook. You know, Ground Zero Visuals, a partner of Voiceless Studio. Shout out to you, bro. Another person that I've met along the way with mad grind, mad hustle. You know what I'm saying? I met this man through work, and we work more outside of work than we actually work at work. I love it. It's great. And we got great jobs. We have great careers. Maybe on bullshit, but who don't? But nonetheless, shout out to Brody. I don't even know if he listens to podcasts. Probably don't. I don't know. Who cares? I know if I told him, if I asked him, hey, bro, can you record this podcast for me? He would. So shout out to Ground Zero Visuals. Just a lot of exciting shit on the horizon for us, man. Very excited for the shit that we got coming up. Like I said before, we got multiple shows. We still have shows that ain't even out yet, that we haven't even done yet. More shit coming. Of course, the music is on the way. And I touched on it last time, talking about how I lost some of my passion for shit, right? And so it was brought up to me a couple times by a few listeners who listened to the State of the Union address that I did. Let me explain, okay? When I say I lost my passion for the music, right? That fire started to burn down a little bit. You have to realize, we were going very, very hard. All right, if you go look at any music platform, you go look at Spotify, Apple Music, hell, this ain't a flex. Just Google us, all right? It's not hard. Google us. Google Kael Savon. Google Voiceless ENT. Google Voiceless in general. Google J of Voiceless. Google fucking Romo V. You're going to find us. Kappa Voiceless. You're going to find us. We work. You know, we work. We got such a fucking catalog. Matter of fact, if I went to go show you right now, I can guarantee you we have probably, in just elapsed time, maybe about half a week worth of music if you do a full-on listen through. And no skippers. No skippers. All bangers, all right? And multiple projects, all this shit. But man, we worked hard. We work hard. And the quality got better. Every project, every song, quality still gets better. But we work hard. And when I say that passion was dying down, a nigga was tired. Doing that, doing this, working, family, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot. It takes a toll on a person. And right now, I'm in recovery mode. I'm in recovery mode. We was going hard, you know, burning at both ends of the candle. You know, we was just going. But, you know, life also happened in between that time, and niggas split up every now and again and come back and move away and shit like that. You know, it happens. It's life. Life be life. We all know that. But not to say that passion is dead. You know, the fire might have dimmed down a little bit, but that it ain't dead. It ain't dead. I'm still here. Still doing this. Still doing that. Doing everything that I gotta do. Doing everything that I feel like doing. If I don't feel like doing it at that moment, then I ain't gonna be doing it. That's just that. But definitely appreciate all the supporters out there. Definitely appreciate everyone who listens to anything. If you're hearing this episode right now, I appreciate you. If you've ever heard a song, I appreciate you. I think I said it before. Even if you've hated on one of our projects or one of our songs or just hate me in general, I appreciate you. It's all love, baby. It's all gravy, baby. Appreciate you. You know, y'all are the motivation here, all right? Whether you like it or you don't, you're the motivation here. You are the core that drives me to do what I do more, because nothing is gonna piss off somebody who don't like you more than having to fucking hear you or having to see you or having to see your logo on somebody else. Matter of fact, speaking of which, so how I said life be life, right? So life be life, and by this point, I'm well divorced, all right? If you've followed from season one, You know. But by now it's well done. All right. And, you know, shout out to baby mama. You know, shout out to ex-wife. Shout out to baby mama. Do your thing. You know, it's all love. Like I said, it's all gravy, baby. You know, you ain't listening, but I'm sure somebody you know might be. Right. So let me just say this, because she knows some people, you know, for instance, there's little people out here and they got little names to themselves around this dreary, eerie city that we live in and shit, you know, and I'm not going to say no names, but, you know, they know who they are. Some of them got some actual credibility out here. As far as, we'll say, entertainment goes. And I'm not one for light skin on light skin beef, you know. There's a certain comedian around the city who thinks he's really, really funny, right? I always got my name in his mouth. Always. Never to my face. Never to me. Hell, never even publicly. But so much hate goes on. I just want to point out, if any of y'all want a shirt, I will give y'all a discount. You know, y'all always got me on y'all minds. I will give y'all a discount. Use this promo code KYLESHATERS1 and I will give you half off of a shirt or a hoodie. Half off. Okay? You can come pick it up from the store. I'll personally hand it to you. That way, you can always rep Voiceless and think about Kyle Savard. You're welcome. That is KYLESHATERS1. Promo code KYLESHATERS1. Use that exclusive code somewhere. You could say it, text it, I don't know. Whatever. You get the gist. Fuck y'all. yeah. So it's all about spreading the love. It's all about doing better. It's all about pushing on. You know, you got to do more. It's never enough. This ain't my end all be all. This ain't where I want to be in life. I don't want to be a fucking banker for my entire life. I'm tired of working. I would love to just sit at home and do shit like this all day. Thankfully, I got the tools right in my hand to do so. So it's not that I don't have that passion. I'm always going to have that passion to do less work for more money. Who wouldn't? But the music shit just keeps changing. It just keeps changing. You know, so much going on. And every time we come up with a concrete plan, the ground shakes right beneath us. And all of a sudden, that plan ain't concrete no more. That's all it is. But nonetheless, here we go. Back onto the mission. So short, sweet, to the point. Episode 1, all cap with Kyle. This is the one. This is the original. This is the one that started it. Make sure y'all tune in to Best of Both with myself and Romo V. Make sure y'all tune in to Set in Stone with myself and Grizz. Make sure y'all stay on the watch for Voiceless Thoughts with Jay of Voiceless. Much more. Drunken Dads. Make sure y'all stay tuned for Drunken Dads. That's going to be fun. Y'all want some real tea? Drunken Dads is where you go get it. Just watch. We're going to spill blood and guts everywhere. Watch. It's going to be gruesome. But it's going to be fun. What is it? It's a bunch of drunken dads talking shit after we've already been talking shit all day. It's the post-podcast show, if you will. Wait, the post-podcast. Whatever, you get the point. We're pod gods. That's what we do. Shout out to the Voiceless Studios team. Shout out to myself. Shout out to Romo V. Shout out to Jay of Voiceless. He ain't Voiceless Studios, but shout out to Grizz. Shout out to Ground Zero Visuals. Shout out to the whole team. This is the beginning of something special here. More shit on the horizon. can't, I wish I could tell y'all, but I can't spoil it, because then, you know, shit won't happen. And I know y'all would love that. Y'all would love that. Hate. But anyways, yeah, we got a whole bunch of shit, so y'all gonna hear my voice a lot. So I'm trying to keep these episodes a little bit shorter for right now, but don't think y'all getting the watered down version of All Cap with Kyle. That is not the case at all. There's more shit planned. There's more shit coming. Exclusive interviews. And starting on the next episode, I will feature my first guest. I'm not going to tell y'all who, but I will feature my first guest. Be on the lookout. I'm signing off now. All Cap with Kyle. Short, sweet, to the point. I'm yours truly. And I hope everybody has a blessed rest of your day. It is 3:19, 7:53 in the morning. Nigga's about to throw a suit on and go and get to work, and it just be what it is. I will talk to y'all here soon. Happy spring. And yeah, y'all got Easter coming up here soon, so we'll see y'all soon. Peace.
Fuck the haters, I need the love and I need it bad. Bitches getting touchy-feely on me like a cash grab. Rolling up some weed, yelling fuck 12 while I hit a dab. Black lives matter and I'm proof, ask my mom and dad. Yeah, they did that, get rapping, got no gift wrap. Rolling up a big bat, killed him with a half mix cut. Now they big mad, I sent it on them. Now we coming in at number one. They thought this was a contest, but we already won. Unmovable object, and I ain't going Hulk yet. Spit that flow that make you head bob and leave you broke neck. Big nuts, when I walk around I need a forklift. Naturally gifted, these niggas tryna force it. Whatever, but they not really on shit. They waving the white flag, they ready to forfeit. They used to have a nice crib, then we torched it. Ain't nobody saying nothing, bitch, you know it's voiceless. When you name your top five, we your only choices. Bitches fuck with the drip and make they pussy moistest. These niggas mad, now they join the forces. Told you niggas from day one that we gon' do our own shit. Year one, project three, all net like Steph. We gon' let the haters talk and keep counting the checks. Stacking money, now it's funny, I left right in your face. Been hated on my whole life, but I am not a disgrace.